Morning, this is Jasper and Olivia with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, residents, students and parents moving around the Indooroopilly school precinct have until 11:59 p.m. on the 7th of June to share their experiences as a part of a community consultation to shape transport safety improvements surrounding four local schools. Indooroopilly has been identified as the fourth precinct in Brisbane's Safer Schools program, following consultation rounds in Mansfield, Kedron and Wynnum Manly. The program focuses on infrastructure improvements that will make it easier and safer to move around school zones on foot, bicycle, public transport, or car, and aims to respond to the challenges the community identifies.
Emergency snap action has been organised for tomorrow at Central Station, Wednesday afternoon at 4:30 for a 5 p.m. start. The rally, led by Justice for Palestine, will demand that the Australian government take urgent and immediate action in securing Brisbane activist Sam Watson's release from Israeli detention. This comes after a flotilla sent to Gaza with over 100 activists was kidnapped earlier this month by Israeli forces. The rally seeks to mobilise and make some noise to urge the Australian government to take immediate action on the issue.
In national news, a historic flour mill in Mount Gambier has been demolished despite community calls for it to be state heritage protected. The Roller Flour Mill, which was 140 years old, is said to be replaced by a multi-story hotel complex after a last-minute application for state heritage protection was unsuccessful. The walls of the mill were most recently occupied by a hardware store and were listed under local heritage, with developer assessments finding them to be structurally unsafe. Locals are, quote, very sad about the demolition, but there are hopes the new development will bring business and tourists to the area and help boost the city's economy.
In Melbourne, bottles of vodka containing more than 10 times the legal amount of methanol, as well as plastic contaminants, have been found in a number of liquor stores. A UNSW and Curtin University study found that counterfeit bottles that were being sold in 1 in 3 bottle shops were being sold at a cheaper price. Michaela Kowalski, lead author of the study, said, quote, "Our results are concerning because it shows these products, with the outward appearance of a legal product, are being sold to unsuspecting customers. It should be noted that the ingestion of these contaminants can be toxic and lead to symptoms of vomiting, abdominal pain, coma, or death. Investigations into possible links to crime syndicates are being conducted by Victoria Police."
Finally, in international news, 5 people are dead after a shooting at a mosque in San Diego yesterday morning local time. The victims, including 3 male civilians as well as 2 teenage suspects who police say were found dead in a vehicle nearby from apparent self-inflicted gunshot wounds. A nearby landscaper was also shot at but was uninjured. The shooting, which occurred at the Islamic Center of San Diego, is being considered a hate crime, and the FBI has been called in to assist the investigation. San Diego Police Chief Scott Wall said there is no longer a threat to the community.
For your final weather update of the day, rain is expected to continue until early afternoon with cloudy conditions all day. It's currently 23 degrees, which is the highest it's expected to get today. The sun is set to bounce back tomorrow. And speaking of boomerangs, today is Jojo Siwa's birthday. The singer and ex-Dance Mum star turns 23 today. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
Look out! This track comes with a language warning.
Well, Bobby messaged me and said, messed up again, I wish I was dead. I'm growing older, I have so many doubts. I said, I know what you're talking about. And Tony called me on the telephone, said, I'm tired all the time, I feel so alone. The world is falling down on my TV screen.